AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President-elect Donald Trump says he will dissolve his charitable foundation amid efforts to eliminate any conflicts of interest before he takes office next month. The revelation comes as the New York Attorney General's office investigates the foundation following media reports that foundation spending went to benefit Trump's campaign. Trump says the foundation operated at essentially no cost for decades, with 100% of the money going to charity. The president and first lady used his weekly address to show a flashback from their very first Christmas message, December 2009.
This is our first Christmas in the White House, and we... What? Stop! What? You know what? You've got to stop it. All right? You've got to get it together. You're going to have to pull it together, POTUS.
Obama also said it's been an honor to serve as president during the last 8 years. Pennsylvania Congressman Tim Murphy gave the Republican address. He's a psychologist and says the progress mental health reform is making in America embodies the spirit of the holidays.
This is what Christmas is all about: peace, goodwill, and above all, love. So God bless our caregivers, our doctors, our nurses, and God bless our troops, their families, and the nation they serve. And God bless the United States of America.
In Bethlehem, tourist Rodrigo Rice says it's very special being in the city during Christmas time.
It's very unique. I've never seen anything like it. I love the public square in the back and the amount of people clustered together and just enjoying their time.
At the Vatican, Pope Francis talked about the hope of the season and the light of God. And in Israel, people celebrated the first night of Hanukkah. This is AP Radio News. Fans and friends are sending tributes and well wishes for Star Wars actress Carrie Fisher, who spent a Christmas Eve in a Los Angeles hospital.
"Princess Leia can survive anything," wrote one fan on Twitter. "Hold on, Carrie Fisher. We're taking you into 2017 with us," wrote another. Her Star Wars co-star Mark Hamill said he was sending all our love. The actress's brother, Todd Fisher, said Friday night that his 60-year-old sister was receiving excellent care. Earlier, he told the Associated Press she had been stabilized and was out of the ER after suffering a medical emergency on a flight from London to L.A. TMZ said anonymous sources told them the actress suffered a heart attack. I'm Julie Walker.
Fisher is considered by many to be a member of Hollywood royalty. Her parents are actress Debbie Reynolds and the late singer Eddie Fisher. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.